Each piece on this new recording called Joy and Desolation encompasses a little bit of each of those ideas. It's a recording all about contrasts, and it features clarinet and string quartet. The Tesla Quartet is featured on this week's edition of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I talked with Ross Snyder. He's the founding violinist of the ensemble. We'll hear more about it and, of course, all the great music on this new recording as well. It's called Joy and Desolation. I'm Julia Macher. I'm talking with Ross Snyder, the founding violinist of the Tesla Quartet. They've just put out their second recording together. It's called Joy and Desolation. Welcome, Ross.
Hi.
I want to talk about the theme behind this recording because it's about contrasts, about light and darkness. And I'm wondering how you chose to represent these ideas in the music that's featured on this recording. I mean, there could have been a lot of choices, but you were very specific about the music you selected.
Actually, the title grew out of the music that we had put together. So the title was kind of the last step in being able to craft the idea of the album. But actually, it all began a couple summers ago when we played the Mozart Clarinet Quintet with Alex Fitterstein at a summer music festival in Asheville, North Carolina, and we hadn't met before, but were introduced to each other at the festival and were going to play the Mozart together. And after rehearsing it and performing it, we really felt that we had a great connection with Alex and we really enjoyed working together. So we thought if there would be an opportunity to record the Mozart together at some point, that we would do that. And so we eventually decided we wanted to do a whole album and did a Kickstarter fundraiser for that. And so we looked for music that would help complement the Mozart Quintet. And we wanted to steer away from the more traditional pairing of the Mozart and the Brahms clarinet quintets, which is kind of how we like to program anyway. We like to mix well-known and unknown works in our concert programming. So we thought that's how we wanted to put the CD together.
And you span a few centuries as well.
Yes, basically from the beginning of the clarinet quintet, and Mozart being the first, all the way to 2014 as the most recent date on the disc by a young living Argentinian composer, Carolina Heredia. So the Heredia actually was suggested through friends when we were putting our feelers out for contemporary clarinet quintet repertoire that we may have been unfamiliar with. And John Corigliano's Soliloquy actually was suggested by Alex because the Soliloquy actually was originally the slow movement of Corigliano's clarinet concerto. Alex was fortunate as a student at Juilliard a number of years ago to have performed the Corigliano concerto with the Juilliard Orchestra and had worked with Corigliano in preparing for that performance. So this quintet version, he has a special connection to, I think. And the quintet version actually is quite touching and magical in its texture.
That piece by John Corigliano, Soliloquy, was written in memory of his father, who had a long career as leader of the New York Philharmonic, and he himself was a violinist. Do you know why he chose to honor his father with a piece that featured violin and clarinet?
I don't know if I really know the story of why he did it the way he did. I mean, I think there's a significance to his father being a violinist, such a prominent violinist. I think there's something about the sound of the clarinet that is very introspective, or has the potential to be very introspective. And so I think perhaps pitting those two sounds, the very high first violin line and the clarinet in a much deeper register shows, at least in the sound, the separation of the of those timbres and the distance between them. So perhaps there's a feeling of distance or removal or of loss. Well, that's just a personal interpretation of the sound of the work. I don't know the significance to Corigliano of what he was going for in orchestrating it that way.
Well, the Corigliano ends very wistfully, and then the next piece the Heredia piece, Carolina Heredia's piece, is so, I mean, I literally jumped out of my chair when I heard the beginning of that piece as I was listening to those pieces consecutively.
I mean, I think we wanted to be able to end the disc with some energy, and Usimbello, I think, has quite a lot of energy.
That piece also has kind of a dreamlike quality to it, which I guess evokes a desire for peace. Is that what you're hearing as well?
I think so. I think there is a lot of hope in the piece, you know, and it represents some friends of the composer's who basically, due to the civil and political unrest in Venezuela, have been away from Venezuela but also unable to return home. So I think she's grappling with those struggles, but also presenting an idea that perhaps there's hope for reconciliation and being able to return home.
The Mozart Clarinet Quintet in A Major was written at a time when Mozart's wife Constanza was seriously ill. And we do hear some sense of maybe a little bit of sadness in there as well as lots of joy. I mean, do you think this work kind of encompasses the different extremes that you're going for?
Sure, of course. I mean, he always had a way of really grasping the like different emotions in his music in a very natural way. So yes, I think that it is quite a complex work. It is more than just joy. Of course, I think that's part of his genius, is to be able to express a lot of things poignantly. And I don't think any piece on the disc is, you know, clearly, concretely in one camp, either joyous or desolate. I think each one, just like any person, has many sides. You can see some more strongly than others at some times, and so I think that's kind of how the music all works together.
Do you have a favorite section in the Mozart Quintet that you always look forward to playing?
I think the variations in the last movement, probably what I look forward to the most. because there's a lot of kind of unique characters that he brings out. I think it's always just a joy to be able to experience all of that variation kind of in a short amount of time. It's a lot of fun.
Gerald Finzi bagatelles were arranged by Christian Alexander. Do you have a favorite bagatelle or one that you especially enjoy playing that you'd like to bring to the forefront?
The second movement, the romance, is actually really touching. He kind of shifts. It's not an even meter from bar to bar. So you get this sense of suspense from time to time. It's very kind of serene and peaceful. I also like the fourth bagatelle, the Forlana, which is, I think, in a way, a little bit of an ode to Ravel. Title hinting at the Forlan movement from the Tombeau de Couperin. It also kind of has a little bit of a French sound, I suppose.
You have a guest artist joining you on this recording, clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein. I'm curious what you might have learned from him as you were exploring this repertoire together.
I mean, the collaboration with Alex I don't know how to put it. I mean, I think we just really felt like well-paired collaborators. Well, a couple summers ago, we were playing at the Swannanoa Chamber Music Festival in Asheville, North Carolina, and the director invited Alex to come during one of the weeks we were there, and the Mozart was programmed for us to play together. So we're always happy to play with new artists, you know, that we haven't met before. And so it was kind of, a matchmaker scenario. And we hit it off really well together and, you know, had a few performances of the Mozart that week. And yeah, it was kind of, we just felt very naturally connected. But it was, you know, so it wasn't something we sought out, you know, it just kind of happened.
Right. Ross Snyder, the founding violinist of the Tesla Quartet, talking about their second recording, Joy and Desolation. Thanks to Valerie Kaler. She's the producer of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. If you're enjoying this podcast, the best thing that you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it, help spread the word, and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. I'm Julie Almacher.